Oh, come on, baby. It looks perfect. No, it looks perfect. I promise ya. That is the best Christmas tree ever in the history of Christmas trees. Baby, look at the angel. She even looks happy and she's got a branch up her butt. That's how good you are. Now, come on. Come sit down with me. I know, love. But the whole purpose of this was to get you away from all the busyness and the rushing around so that you could chill out and enjoy yourself. I mean, you've done so much this year, haven't you? Yeah, you've been so busy. So come on. Sig Shias Makhra and drink your hot chocolate. Hey, that's better. And come here. Ah, those Christmas kisses. Oh my God, baby, look out the window. The blizzard is getting stronger and stronger. Imagine if we got snowed in for like a year or something. Yeah, I forgot about spring. But still, that's months away, like. And what would we eat? We'd have to survive on snow. You know, like a water fast? A snow fast? And imagine we were found like 3 months later or something. And we were all over the news. You know, I can see the headlines, baby. This was snow joke. Ow! But don't worry, it can't happen anywhere. No, because I brought an endless supply of treats. Yeah, cookies and everything else you can imagine. So we could survive in every year, like. But it's so beautiful, isn't it? The snow makes everything look so beautiful. So, do you want to go outside tomorrow and have a snowball fight? Oh yeah? Well, I'll meet you at noon outside. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll have a snowball fight. Yeah, you'll probably kick my ass, alright. Like the last time. You remember the condition of me? I was just covered in snow from head to toe. You are lethal. Do I remember my first Christmas gift? No, because like I was probably 3 months old or something. I know, you're messing. The first Christmas gift I remember. Oh yeah, I do actually. I think I was like probably about 5 or 6 or something. And I remember laying in bed and, you know, I was really excited, you know, as you get when you're a child. Because I knew there was something special happening. I didn't know what, but I knew. I had a sense, you know. And I was lying in bed anyway, and I was looking up at the ceiling, and I was wide-eyed. Like, I was like, but I was imagining that I could hear Santa's boots, like, 4 doors down or 4 roofs down. And I could hear, you know, Rudolph and everything. But it was probably my dog out the back and my dad struggling to put the gifts together. But anyway, I was like terrified, you know, like because you're kind of terrified and excited at the same time. So I remember being awake for hours. I was probably awake till about 3 o'clock, and I just got up about 6, and yeah, some things never change, huh? But I remember calling my brother, and I was saying to him, come on, we go down. I think Santa's at the coming. I think Santa's at the coming. And so we snuck down the stairs together. You kind of like, you know, sneaking down. And when we got to the end of the stairs, my dad was looking, just standing there, and we were like, My dad actually had a kind of a grey beard at the time, you know, and we were like, ah! Looking at him, and we were like, what the hell? But he said, what do you do, boys doing up so early? And we were like, decided to come. And, you know, in the kitchen, and there was like the glass of stout half gone and the cake for Santa, you know, because he'd have a glass of stout and a bit of cake in everyone's house. If it was these days, he'd be bratlaised. But my dad said, you can go into the living room and see the gifts. So we walked into the living room, and next day I just looked and I saw it, a bike, and I went, and I ran across the living room, like without even thinking, and I jumped up on the bike. And when I did, there was stabilizers on it, and the whole bike just went into the Christmas tree, and the Christmas tree came down around me. And I was laying in the Christmas tree, and I still wouldn't let go of the bike, and I was like trying to cycle it. And he was like, Jesus Christ, what are you after doing? And the Christmas tree was ruined, and he pulled me out, and he pulled the bike out with me, and I still didn't care, you know? That was like, oh my God, the excitement. It was just so funny. But the funny thing is then, I remember, like, fast forward, like, I don't know, it was about 12 years later, and myself and my friend, it was Christmas. We were just like after turning 18, and so we decided to go for a few drinks, and we went to the local bar and we had a few pints, and you know, not much, like probably 2 or 3 pints, and we were pissed. We were kind of all over the place, and we wanted to go home and have something to eat, you know, go back and have a sandwich or toasty or something like that. So off we went anyway, but when we came out, you know, the pub into the air, you know, the drink hit us, and we were kind of really buckled. We were like, whoa, you know, walking with one eye open, and we made it back to my house. But when we walked in through the door and we got into the living room, and the whole house, like, the living room was just done up. It was just so beautiful. It was like Lapland or something. It was just, like, amazing. You know, everything was decorated. We were like, wow. A lot of effort went into this, you know. But we were very giddy. So we started singing songs, you know, like rocking around the Christmas tree and all this, you know. And we were dancing and and we were kind of looking at it, wrecked. And then at one stage, like, I turned around and I got my foot caught in my shoe, and I just kind of fell back, you know. And as I fell back, like, I was looking at him, you know, and I was kind of going back in slow motion. He was like, "Huck," and he was like, "Jesus, what's going on here?" And I fell into the Christmas tree, and as I did, everything, the Christmas tree, like the tinsel, the Christmas tree balls, the lights, everything just came down around me. It was engulfed in pines, and it was sticking in my ass, nifting tinsel all over my head, and I'm sure the angel landed on my head and all that. And I was like, oh my God. I was laying in the middle of it, and he was like, oh fuck, how am I gonna get you over it? And we actually destroyed the tree. He was trying to pull me up, and I was falling back into the tree, and we were laughing, and we were getting, because you know the way you'd be, like, and we were skitting laughing, and I couldn't get it. Eventually, anyway, he got me out, and we were looking at him. We were like, Jesus Christ, that thing looks the worst for wear. It was flattened. So we tried to put it back together, and it was miserable. It was absolutely miserable. And even, you know, we had the bear goggles on, and it still looked miserable. And we were like, holy shit, that's terrible. It was just a disgrace. And we were putting the decorations on. They were slipping down the tree. It was so bad, you know. And everything was like down the end of it. And we were like, what the fuck? And next thing, the door opened, and we were like, oh. And my dad came in, and we were like, oh, fuck, we are finished. You know, the two of us, we were just stuck there, like, you know, like rabbits in the headlights. We were like, oh, what are we going to do? And he came in, and he goes, how's it going, boys? And we were like, how's it going? And he was looking at us, then, okay, you know, he gave us the eyes. And then he looked over, and he saw the tree, and he goes, what the hell happened to my tree? And we're looking, I'm kind of going, we're trying to keep in the laughing. And he says, why are all the decorations down the end of it? And I came up with the bantastic line, you know, the banter line. Because the elves decorated it, Dad. And he was looking at me, he was going, he was getting mad. And then the other langer was in the background, and he's singing, oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, your decorations are history. And he's getting livid and livid, and we're just busting out laughing. So what did he do? He just said, right, the two of you sit down, and he sat us down, and he gave us a lecture about, you know, drinking and all that, like. But in the meantime, he went into the kitchen, and he made strong coffees, like real strong coffees, and he pumped us full of coffee. And when we sobered up and we were kind of looking around going, holy fuck, we're in for a hair, he made us actually put the tree back as best we could. And it was actually like, by the time we were finished, it took us like, I'd say about 2.5 hours to rebuild the thing and get everything as good as we could again. And it was looking majestic again. So that's my story. How did I get from my first Christmas present to that story? And it's just Christmas tree bants, I suppose. Is your hot chocolate nice? Oh, that's good. Yeah, so much better than beer. Plus you won't fall into the Christmas tree after hot chocolate, huh? Hopefully not anyway. And speaking of beer, did I ever tell you the one about the Texan? Alright. So there's this Texan, and he walks into a bar in Ireland, and he shouts to a crowd of drinkers. He says, no, I'm not going to do the accent, baby, because... But he says, I hear you Irish guys are hard drinkers. And he says, I'll give any one of you $500 American if you can drink 10 pints of Guinness back to back. And so the room goes quiet, and all the Irishmen their heads on, like, Jesus Christ, what's he on about there? Oh, fucking hell, what's he on about? And no one takes up the offer. But then one man leaves, and about 30 minutes later, the same man comes back, and he walks up to the Texan, and he taps him on the shoulder, and he says, is that bet still good? And the Texan looks at him and says, sure, it's still good. He says, all right. Next, the Texan says, bartender, line up 10 pints of Guinness for my Irish friend here. So immediately the Irishman looks and he just tears into the 10 pints of Guinness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And all the Irishmen in the pub go, yay! And the Texan man, he's just amazed. He's like, what the hell? How? Name? And he hands over the $500 and he says, if you don't mind me asking, where did you go for that 30 minutes? What did you do? The Irishman replies, oh, sure, I went down the pub down the street to see if I could do it first. And that's a typical Irish joke. Yeah, oof, awesome. It's terrible. But you know what you can do for me? Instead of listening to my bad jokes, you can put down your chocolate and lay across me. Yeah, let me take this. So I can make you all snug, like a bug in a rug. So I can easily kiss your lips and rub your face. Now isn't this the life? Away from it all, baby. Just you and I. Your perfect Christmas tree. The blizzard. Drinking chocolate. Endless supply of cookies. Snowball fights. Which I will lose, I know. Your gorgeous Christmas kisses. Your beautiful eyes. You know, I love the way they light up when you're happy. Most of all, baby, I want you to relax and to be yourself Yeah, away from all the pressure and the BS. Let me wrap my arms around you. You know I love you, right? Yeah, I love you more than Christmas. Let me rub your face. And you know what you can do for me? You can close your eyes right now and think back of last year. But don't think of anything bad happened. Think of all the good things, the smiles, the laughter. Good times you had, the things you accomplished. It doesn't matter what they are. It really doesn't. No matter how small. Think about the people you helped. Even if it was only holding a door for someone, giving someone directions. You know, because sometimes we tend to look back at all the negative things. The negative thoughts kind of fight for attention, don't they? But if we ignore them and just focus on the positive. Yeah, I love that smile. That smile of contentment. This is going to be the perfect Christmas Eve. And tomorrow, I promise you, you won't have to lift a finger. I'm going to pamper you and cook whatever you want. We don't have to keep the traditions at all. And we can watch whatever you want. I've got a memory stick full of goodies. Everything you can imagine. Yeah, from romance, comedy, to horror, anything you want to watch. And we are going to have the best time. And a snowball fight. But for now, let me cradle you. If you want to doze off, you can. To the sound of the blizzard outside. To the fire crackling. And when you wake up, We can toss some mallows. And I can tell you some more Christmas stories. Would you like that? Okay, no more Christmas jokes. But I've got lots of Christmas stories. Now you just drift away, Pat. Mavourneen. Drift away. I'll be here watching over you. Caressing your face. Running my fingers through your hair. I love you, sweetheart.